My name is Lee. I have a new life in Christ. I'm recovering from depression and isolation. 13 years ago, if you had asked me if I was afraid of death, I would say no. Not because I look forward to heaven, but because it would be a relief to not continue living. It all began when I moved to Dallas in 2005, and multiple changes happened in my life simultaneously. I had to start a new job, find new friends, and mend a broken heart after ending a relationship with a cynical and sometimes destructive man. I put all my energy into doing the right things, attending church, Bible studies, small group, volunteering, and surrounding myself with more believers in Christ. But something was missing. Reading the Bible was informative, like learning history or chemistry, but was quickly forgotten unless I wanted to sound impressive by saying eschatology or some random Hebrew word. At church, I felt like I was always on the outside looking in, surrounded by happy and put-together people. Friends who tried to encourage me with God's words seemed hurtful and judgmental. I kept thinking that they could not understand my pain, and while a part of me wanted to keep reaching out to them and share, I did not want to burden them and bring them down. Not surprisingly, all these efforts left me exhausted and empty. My evenings remained filled with crying and thoughts of death. I asked God many times why things were not better if I was doing the right things, but he seemed distant and aloof. Maybe he was punishing me, or I was just not good enough, and God was no longer listening. Eventually, I gave up. Depression and isolation settled in. I withdrew from people and refused invitations from friends. I stopped going to church and quit Bible study. I built a wall around myself even while I was around others. If I was distanced from them, then I could not be hurt. No more disappointments and no more crying. I mistakenly believed that disconnection and apathy meant I was cured from depression. Looking back now, I can see how God patiently led me to regeneration. He first revealed to me that though I was functioning, it was along a lonely path. The Lord said it is not good for man to be alone, and he who isolates himself seeks selfish desires. He rebels against all sound judgments, Proverbs 18:1. So one day, when a dear friend who faithfully kept an open invitation for me to join her community group, I finally did. Then this small group decided to try regeneration. At first, I was not alarmed by this commitment. Instead, I thought maybe here would be a place where you did not have to be happy and perfect. My first few nights, I remember hearing how so many people were hurting, but I was determined to keep myself protective, fortress walls, and prevent pain. I just feared going back to that place again of crying and thoughts of dying. And so my hesitant journey began with getting to know and trust God. Before regeneration, I mainly saw God as a just, mighty, and eternal judge who saved me from eternal damnation after death through Christ and sometimes gave earned blessings and gifts. Yet with scheduled homework about God and Christ, he revealed more of his true character. He is a loving, patient, forgiving redeemer who pursues everyone, including me personally. With his strength, I reluctantly completed inventory. I was able to be honest, real, and vulnerable to a God who already knew my brokenness, but still offered hope, love, and truth. Psalm 139:1 says, "You have searched me, Lord, and you know my heart." He revealed to me how and why I developed habits of self-pity, depression, and withdrawal. During steps 8 and 9, forgiveness and amends, I was often surprised how unforgiveness and hurts lingered in my heart, even though I thought I had put them behind me. I saw how my silence and distance resulted in missed opportunities with him and even caused pain to friends and family. Yet my patterns of isolation were still clinging on and often seemed necessary for self-protection. But the Lord kept saying over and over that he was with me and I was not alone. And slowly by the end of, and especially after regeneration, I was beginning to believe, trust, and rely on him. I was finally understanding that salvation and freedom in Christ is a daily journey with him. Christ wants me today, not just after life on earth ends. He called me first and drew near to me as I was drawing near to him. These insights and revelations came subtly and slowly. It was not even obvious to me. But after regeneration, I then really saw how God was changing my actions as a reflection of my changing heart. First of all, I needed a break after the intensity of regeneration. Laughter and silliness were on the agenda. But even during this break, Christ was working in me. I recognize triggers and harmful patterns faster and do not fall into traps of prolonged isolation and self-protective habits like before. He made my fortress obsolete, but I now have something infinitely better in him. Psalm 46:1 says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. I remember his healings in my life. Psalm 103:2 to 5 says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your disease, who redeems your life from the pit. When brokenness affects me, I draw on his promise, John 16:33. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. And when fears come up, I recall King David's praise in Psalm 56:3. When I am afraid, I put my trust in you. My personal relationships have deepened as I have become more engaged. I am more authentic because of security in who God created me to be and in his unfailing love and grace. I see him more clearly in my relationships, especially as gifts and expressions of his loves. Thank you, friends, for your support tonight. Trust in him led me to become a Watermark member, frontline greeter, and now regeneration participant leader to a group of amazing ladies. I'm only speaking here today because of the hope and strength that comes from Christ. And I am still amazed what Christ is doing, because the me prior to regeneration was a reserved, guarded, and often passive person who would not be anywhere near the spotlight, prefer to sit in the very back row and not turn in this testimony. Obviously, I am still a work in progress, and God is still peeling back layers. There are new and older struggles regarding idols and sin patterns that are being revealed with regular inventory and prayer. Forgiveness and amends humble and challenge me to seek his peace and freedom in my relationships. I hope that my story gives you some encouragement, even if these are not your struggles. The Lord meets us where we are and speaks to us all perfectly, whether through fires or whispers in the wind. For those who share my struggles, you are not alone. Through Christ, there is life, hope, love, and security. He does give transformation, even if you do not plan it or see it during the journey. My name is Lee. I have a new life in Christ. I am recovering from depression and isolation. Thank you, Lord, for your love, patience, and grace that are continually changing and strengthening me to follow you more.